team won the basketball game? Raise your hand. Okay, good. Raise your hand if your team lost the basketball game. Let me see some hands. Nobody wants to admit that they lost. All right, this is what we're going to do, okay? I need everyone, please look up here. No talking, please. No talking. Everyone looking up here. I need everyone to stand. Let's all stand. Please stand. Please stand. Thank you. Go ahead and leave that there, Bronson. Thank you. All right. Raise your hand if you know my name. Raise your hand if you know it. All righty. Let me see here. Let me see here. Jack, come on up here real quick. Come on up here. Tell everybody what my name is for the ones that don't know me. Go ahead, Jack.
Brother Carlos.
All righty. On three, let's all say that together. Ready? One, two, three. All righty. Over here to my right side, okay? I have Brother Bronson. Brother Bronson will be the captain for the red team, okay? Yeah. On three, all right? Yeah. On three. Everybody say Brother Bronson. Here we go. One, two, three. All righty. Over here to my left, the captain for the blue team, Miss Diamond. All righty. I like your spirit. On three, I need to hear everyone say Miss Diamond. Ready? One, two, three. All righty. Good, good. Just a quick reminder. Want me to bring this down a bit? Okay, I'll try my best to do that. I might bring it back up, okay? Just a quick reminder, all right? We are having some prizes here. We have a $50 gift card. First place for whoever brings the most visitors, okay? Raise your hand if you brought some visitors today. Let me see some hands. Jack, okay. Jordan, you brought a visitor. How many did you bring, Jordan? Good job. Good. It's the first day, all right? So that counts as one. Jack, how many did you bring? One. Okay, good, good. Anyone else bring a visitor? You brought 30 visitors? Where are your 30 visitors at? All right, no lying, guys, no lying. Yes, how many visitors did you bring? Oh, no. Guys, make sure you bring visitors, all right? First place will be a $50 gift card, okay? Second place, Bronson, can you hold up the Nerf gun, please? Second place will be a Nerf gun, all right? And if you do win it, be careful. Don't shoot your brothers, okay? Don't hurt your family members. Don't hurt your friends, okay? Thank you, Bronson. You can go ahead and put that down. Right now, we're going to start off with our first song, which is, let me see here, Give Me Oil in My Lamp. Raise your hand if you know that song. Raise it up high. Okay, some of you guys, all right? I'm going to need your help, all right? Here we go. Ms. Schaefer, start us off. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burn. Keep me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp. To the abyss. Sing Hosanna. All right, let's stop there. That was all right, okay? Now, blue team over here, you guys were doing a good job. So good job, blue team, okay? Now, listen up, all right? It's blue team against the red team, all right? We do have a point system over here, and I'm going to give 100 points to the team that sings. All right, let's do 1,000. I'm sorry, 1,000 points, okay? To the loudest singing team, okay? Let's sing that first stanza again. Go ahead and start off, Ms. Schaefer. Ready? Here we go. Give me all. Let me see here. I'm going to need Mr. Dahman. Could you help me with the points here? Let's give 1,000 points to the blue team. Good job, blue team. Good job. Now, guys, remember, we still got, what, 3 more days, okay? So don't get discouraged, all right? Good job, blue team. Let's go ahead to our second song. We're going to sing a second song now, and that's going to be He's Able. Mrs. Schaefer, are you ready? Here we go. Ready? He's able. He's able. I know He. I know My. Carry me through. He's able. I know. Good. Through. He healed the brokenhearted and He set the walk again. He's able, He's able, I know He's able, I know My Lord, carry me through. All right, that was all right. Let's go ahead and do it one more time. This time it's going to be for another 1,000 points, okay? So I'm watching, all right? I'm watching. Workers, workers, I need your help. Help out your team, workers, all right? Here we go, on that first, ready? He's able, He's able. He's able. Is able to carry me through. He set the captain free. He made walk again, and He caused the blind to see. He's able. All right, let's give 1,000 points to the red team. 1,000 points to the red team. You guys did a good job. We're going to do another song, all right? How many of you guys know Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah? How many of you guys know that song? Well, if you don't, it's okay. We're going to learn it right now. This song will be without the piano, so I need everyone paying attention to me, okay? This is going to be, everyone have a seat, please. Have a seat. Go ahead and have a seat. We'll start the blue team with Hallelujah. So the blue team will stand. Ms. Dahman, you know how to. And then red team will say, praising the Lord. Let's do a warm-up round, all right? Here we go. Ready? Both teams, how it goes, all right? Blue team will be, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then red team will be praising the Lord. But you have to stand up when it's your time to sing, all right? Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Be worth 2,000 points, okay? So we're going to go ahead and do that again, all right? Here we go. I'm watching. Let me see here. Who's not? Brother Mark, do you have a team color? No, you don't. Come on up here. You're going to be the judge on this one because I don't want people to get mad at me for choosing the winning team, all right? I don't want to make any enemies tonight, all right? So I'll throw that on Brother Mark. Brother Mark, you're looking for the team that's not just yelling just to yell, okay, that they're singing loud, okay, Brother Mark? Brother Mark will be the judge. Here we go. Blue team, start us off. 1, 2, 3. Here. That was pretty tough, but like I said, I'm throwing that on Brother Mark. Brother Mark, who's the winner here for 2,000 points?
Can you hear me?
They can hear you.
I think we should do it again.
Okay, we got time for one more. I'm sorry. This is Brother Mark's fault, not mine, okay?
You got a bet here.
Okay, one last time. One last time. Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Brother Mark, who's the winner here? Who gets the 2,000 points?
I'm sorry. It's got to be the blue team.
All righty. Good, good. Like I said, I didn't want to be the enemy here, all right? And I don't want you guys to think that I have favorites, okay? But right now, we're going to have our game time, okay? Our game time. And good job singing to the Lord, all right? Right now, we're going to have our first game in the assembly hour. Let me see here. I need two strong boys from the blue side. Two strong boys. Caleb, come on up. Caleb. All right. And then, what's your name, buddy? Adriel, come on up, Adriel. I need two strong boys from the red side. Let me see here. Let me see. Jack and Jaden. Come on up. Jack and Jaden, all right? We're going to do tug of war. Come on this side, please. Tug of war. Here, listen up. Listen up. This first game, whichever team, listen up. Shh. Quiet down, please. Quiet down. First game, all right? First team, the one that wins this first game will win 1,000 points. We're going to start low, all right? 1,000 points, okay? Gentlemen, go ahead and pick up the rope, please. Make sure you cheer on your team, all right? Here we go. Let me see here. Come over here. All right, I'm watching. Now, hold up. Shh, let's quiet down first. I forgot to explain this. The tie is going to pass this corner right here for you guys. And the tie is going to pass this corner right here for you guys, okay? Here we go, all right? Hey, Caleb needs some more room. Tight. Pull it more. Pull it more. There you go. There you go. All right. Count down with me from five. Ready? Five. Go, 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 go! All right, red team wins! All right, have a seat, have a seat. Good job. Good job, good job. Have a seat, gentlemen. Have a seat. 1,000 points for the red team. Good, good. Good job, gentlemen. Good job. Let me see here. Do any girls want to play? Okay, good, good. I need some girls. Let me see here. Perla, come on up. Serena, come on up. I need another girl. Another girl. Come on up. Come on up. It's okay. What grade are you in? What grade? Ninth? I'll let it slide for right now. No, no, no. I need three girls. Three girls. Let me see here. What's your name? Come on up, Addison. And then I'm trying to make it even here, okay? Eve, come on up. And then, what's your name, young lady? Morgan, come on up. All righty, let me see here. Now that we warmed up with points, though, this next game is going to be worth 2,000 points, okay? 2,000 points, okay? I need you to... All righty. When we're done, listen up. When I'm done counting down, I need you guys to help me cheer for your color, all right? Here we go. Ready? Count down with me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go, go, go! All right, blue team wins! Blue team wins! Good job, good job. Good job. Let me see here. I need 2,000 points right there. That was 2,000 points for the blue team. This next game, should it be worth 1,000 or 3,000? All right. We'll do 3,000 points. All right. Let me see here. I need two boys and a girl, and two boys and two girls from this side. What's your name, buddy? Come on up. Hey, Seuss, come on up. Come on up. I need a girl. A girl. A girl. Another girl. You come on up. Come on up. All right. I need two boys and two girls. You two, come on up. You two, come on up. I need two girls. You come on up. Yes, you. And then you come on up. Here we go. This one, listen up, this one is worth 3,000 points, all right? 3,000 points. Here we go. We're going to count down. Everyone looking at me, please. Listening to me, please. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go, go, go! Almost there. All right, red team is the winner. 3,000 points for the red team. All right, good, good. Let me see here. I need all the boys from the blue team and the red team. All the boys. Here we go. Careful. Here we go. Slide them up a little bit more. Slide your team more up, please. Everybody slide. Red team, come all the way up here. All over here. Andrew, you're on that team too? Okay, all right. I didn't know Andrew was on the red team. No, you're going to hurt yourself. Slide more. Hey, Jaden, you're stepping on the cord. Slide more. Yeah, closer. I don't want you running into that door over there. Hey, don't let your boys run into that door over there, Bronson. All right, hey. What team are you in, buddy? No. What team are you, red or? Are you blue team? Okay, right here, buddy. Right here. All righty. Good. Let me see here. All right. No. You don't have to open that door. Just make sure they don't run straight through it. Okay? All righty. Here we go. We're going to count down from 5. Ready? 5, 4, 3. All right, blue team is the winner. Have a seat, buddy. Have a seat. All right, let me see here. Yeah, I'm sorry. All right, have a seat. Have a seat. How much was that worth? I forgot already. That was worth 3,000 points for the blue team. Don't get mad at me. Here we go. Let me see. We got time for one more. How about all the girls? All the girls. All the girls, come on up. All the girls, come on up. All the girls, Jimmy, have a seat, sir. Have a seat, sir. Let me see here. Should we do 10,000? All righty. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We got the workers coming in. Come on, Brother Mark. All righty. Where's Miss Bobby? What happened to Miss Bobby and Miss Candy? Okay, alrighty. Hold up. Let me pull this a little bit more. Move it a little bit more. Right here. Alrighty, here we go. We're going to start from 5. Hey, shh, listen up. This one is worth 10,000 points. 10,000 points, alright? Here we go. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! Come on, pool! Red team is the winner! Red team is the winner! All right, let's have a seat. Have a seat, please. Have a seat, please. Have a seat. Have a seat. 10,000 points go to the red team. Good job. Good job, man. You guys did a great job, all right? Great job. And I don't got to worry about this. Mr. Dahlman is good at math. I'm not good at math, okay? All right. And good job. Let me see here. All right. Well, let's talk about the points now. Red team has a total of 18,600 points. Good job, red team. Let me see here. What's going on, Ms. Dahlman? Whoa. What's going on, Ms. Dahlman? Uh-oh. That's all right. We'll fix that up. So how much does Red have in total right now? Aiden, come on up real quick. Yes, Aiden, come here. Take this rope and give it, just put it back there, okay? Take it. Thank you, sir. Take it. Uh-oh. All right. Whoa, what happened? All right, I'm just going to trust. All right. Red team has a total of 51,000 points, okay? And blue team, what happened here? Is this right? This isn't right. This isn't right, okay? We're going to fix this, though, okay? I thought they were good at math. I guess not, okay? All right, we'll figure it out. By tomorrow, we'll have the right points for each team, okay? Let's worry about that for another time. Right now, we're going to have our skit time, okay? Ms. Dahlman, go ahead and leave that for right now. And we'll fix that up later, okay? Right now, I need everyone to quiet down, please. No talking, no poking your neighbor, no talking to your neighbor, okay? And let's quiet down, and we're going to have our skit, okay?
Hey, can you believe it? We're really going to go out into space.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Let's see. I've got rocket check. And I have food. Do we need food? Check. Water? Is there water in outer space? Water check. And let's see. Spacesuit, check. And rocket? Oh, yeah, rocket. We got two rockets.
I was looking for air because I like air. We need air. We got to breathe.
Air? Do we need air?
In a ship, you're going to have to breathe.
Spaceship? Air?
Yeah.
Air? Check.
Yeah.
And,
okay. Is that everything we need? Trip.
No, it's not. We need liquid hydrogen.
Uh-huh.
You know, to make the rocket fly, liquid hydrogen.
Well, why don't we start off with like a big slingshot?
No.
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 How about magnets? Magnets can do it.
Is there electricity in outer space? No.
Well, maybe airplane assistance or a really big trampoline.
No.
Okay, well, what we got to have?
Liquid hydrogen.
Okay. Well... Let's go ahead and let's pray for some.
Okay.
Father, we want to thank you for all this that you've got before us, this great adventure that you have us going on, that we are able to take everything we have to it, that we do need your help, Lord. We need some liquid nitrogen to
help us get off in the air and to keep our...
And to keep our
rocket flying.
Yeah, rocket. Yeah, our vehicle.
So if you could please help us, we would appreciate it.
Amen.
Amen.
All...
Hey!
Yes, we got it.
Liquid nitrogen.
What did he say? Liquid nitrogen?
Yeah. That's what you wanted, isn't it?
I said, who said? Liquid hydrogen. You know that'll blast off the rocket. Liquid nitrogen just makes roses crack if you dip them and makes things really cold. Liquid nitrogen is not what we need. What do we need? Liquid hydrogen. That's what we need.
All I gotta say is, oops.
Oops.
Yeah. Oops.
But anyway, we do have a great God.
Let's play a grid.
You prayed nitrogen by mistake.
Uh-huh.
God will always forgive us if we make mistakes.
Yes.
That's why we should ask him.
Okay, would you like to go ahead and...
Heavenly Father, please forgive us for asking for the wrong thing. You know the very thing that we're going to need. And I'm asking you to please send some liquid hydrogen to make this rocket blast into outer space and let us enjoy the trip this week. We do thank you for hearing and answering our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. So, we have a tank. What? Liquid hydrogen.
Okay.
All right. Boy, God is so good.
Wait a minute. We need to go over the list one more time. Need to go over that list one more time just to make sure everything's here.
You call it out.
Rocket?
Check.
Food?
Check.
Water?
Check.
Air?
Check.
Maybe a little candies, you know, something? Okay.
I don't need cavities in space, thank you.
Candy? How about, can I take my teddy bear?
If you need to, yes.
Well, I like him. He's nice. Very comforting. Okay, well, we have all we need. Now, all we got to do is wait about 20 years. Yeah, I got that hydrogen.
Liquid nitrogen.
No, hydrogen is what we got to have. Do you need nitrogen? Nitrogen is not any good. You got to have hydrogen.
Oh, yeah, liquid hydrogen. And 20 years to make it all the way to the planet.
We need to make, well, we need 20 years. We got to wait 20 years before we go anywhere.
That's about it. 20 years to fly to Mars.
Uh-huh. However, for those of us that 20 years is a long time for, some of us that are over the Social Security age, you might say, it's a good thing, though, that God forgives and saves us. I prayed to him many years ago and got saved, and you guys can all do it, too. He's always there waiting. He's always here. And he'll be with us when we go. I was waiting for you to come back.
Yeah.
That's all right. I had to ad-lib. I ad-libbed it anyway.
It's a blessing to be here with you guys this evening, and hope you guys have all. Have you guys had fun so far?
Yeah.
All right, very good. Very good. All right, very good. All right, well, how many of you this evening, how many of you have friends? How many of you guys have friends, right? Someone you can confide in, right? Someone you can talk to with about anything, right? Someone you love to hang out with, right? I think we all have friends, right? We all have good friends, right? And it's a very special thing to have, right? A good friend that we can talk to, that we can talk about different things. It's a special thing. Has anyone ever had an imaginary friend? Right? Okay. You know, we can maybe try to have an imaginary friend, but, you know, it's a lot better to have someone we can see, right? You know, there is someone that we can't necessarily see or hear or feel, but he wants to be our friend as well, and that's God, right? Now, we can't see God, right? We can't see God. We can't hear God with our ears, but, you know, he's real, okay? And that's what we want to talk about tonight. There was a child in the Bible, just like around the age of many of you, who got to know God as his friend and who got to know that God was real. All right? And that boy's name was Samuel. Has anyone ever heard of Samuel from the Bible tonight? Right? Samuel. Now, Samuel lived many years ago in the Old Testament. He lived there in Israel. And before he was born, his mother, as we see there, his mother Hannah, that was her name, she was praying for a son, right? She really wanted to have a son. But God had not allowed it to her yet. And so she kept, the next slide, she kept praying there. She was praying for a son. She kept on praying, right? We can go to the next two slides there. Slide three there. She kept on praying. But you know what? There was another woman. You know, she hadn't been able to have a son, and there was another woman who was making fun of her because, you know, this other lady, she'd been able to have a child already. And this other lady was making fun of Hannah, kind of mocking her because she hadn't been able to have a child. And this whole situation, this made Hannah very sad. This made her very sad because she so desired to have a son, right? There we go. She desired there to have a son. This other lady was making fun of her. And it all made her very, very sad. And so she kept praying, and she prayed to God one time. She was at the temple. She prayed to God and said, "God, if you give me a son, then I will give him back to you to serve you in the temple for the rest of his life." And so finally, after having prayed for so long, God finally gave her a son. If we're able to go to the next slide there. God finally gave her a son. Slide five there. God finally gave her a son. And she called him, there we go, she called him Samuel. Samuel. Now, when Samuel was born, he was born there in the land of Israel. And at this time when Samuel was born, you know, for many years God had spoken through prophets and teachers. God had told his people Israel what he wanted of them. But when Samuel was born, the people began to forget about God. They were not obeying God. They were not walking with God. But then when Samuel was born, Hannah, as she had said to God, she took Samuel to the temple. Next slide there. She took Samuel to the temple to live there and to serve God there. And she took him there, and he was working there in the temple. Samuel was working there in the temple. He was a little child, probably around the age of some of you. He was growing up there in the temple. There he is, there at the temple. He was working. You can go to the next two slides. And he was there. He was living there in the temple with a man named Eli. And one night while Samuel was sleeping there in the temple, he heard a voice. He heard a voice. And the voice said, "Samuel! Samuel!" Right? And so Samuel got up from his bed and he went to Eli, the old man, the priest that was living there. And you can go to the next slide there. And he ran there to Samuel and he went to Eli. He said, "Did you call me? What do you want?" And Eli, he said, no, Samuel, I did not call you. Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep." So Samuel went back to sleep, and the next slide, and he heard the voice a second time. "Samuel! Samuel!" Samuel thought, "Yeah, that's crazy. It must be Eli again. He must be calling me for real this time." So Samuel got up out of his bed and he ran to Eli and he said, "Eli, did you call for me? Did you call for me? I heard someone calling me again." And Eli said the same thing. He said, No, I did not call you." In the next slide, he said, I did not call you. Go back to bed." Samuel went back to bed once again there in the temple, and you can go to the next slide, and he heard the voice a third time. "Samuel! Samuel!" And so Samuel was thinking, "Wow, what's going on here?" So he goes back to Eli one more time. And Eli told him again. He said, "You know what? I didn't call you." But this time, Eli gave him an instruction. He said, "If you hear the voice again," you know what Eli told him? He said, "If you hear the voice again, say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" Eli knew that it was God that was talking to Samuel, right? So Samuel went back to bed and he heard the voice one more time. You can go to the next slide, I believe, there. He heard the voice one more time, he said, that said, "Samuel! Samuel!" And so instead of going back to Eli this time, what do you guys think that Samuel said? What did Samuel say? Exactly, he said, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." And so God told Samuel something, and you know what? What God told Samuel, it was not very good news. God told Samuel, he said, you know what? You need to understand that my people Israel have behaved in a very bad way. Especially Eli, the old man that was living there in the temple, the priest, and his sons, they had been very evil. They had done things that had not pleased God. And God told Samuel, he said, "You know what? If these people don't repent, if these people don't turn from their sin, I'm not going to be able to forgive them." So the next morning, Eli, he was anxious to know what God said. He was anxious to know what God had told Samuel. So he went to Samuel. He said, "Hey, Samuel, what did God tell you? When God spoke to you, what did he tell you?" And sadly, Samuel had to tell Eli, what God had told him. He said, you know what? God's not happy with you guys. That's what he said. He said that to Eli. And from that point on, God kept speaking to Samuel and kept using Samuel to give messages to his people, to give messages to the people of Israel. And so you know what? Samuel in this time, he was a child. We don't know exactly how old he was when all of this was taking place, but he was growing up there in the temple. And he, when God talked to him, when God spoke to him, he then knew that God was real to him. God was real to him, and God began to use him there. Now, obviously, we live in a very different time as Samuel, right? Now, can we see God? Can we see God? No, we cannot. Can we hear God in these days like Samuel heard God? No, we cannot. But was God real in Samuel's day? Is God real in our day? Yes, he is. And so, you know, so God spoke to Samuel, and, you know, God does not speak in the same way that he spoke to Samuel. However, God has given us his words, right, in this book. God has spoken to us today. God has given us what he wants us to know about him today. God's not going to speak to us like he spoke to Samuel, because God doesn't work that way today. But God has revealed himself to us. And God wants to have a relationship with us, right? The theme of this VBS, right, is that the stars proclaim God. That's true. The stars are showing God's existence. Amen. And at the same time, God has spoken to us in where? In the Bible. Don't expect to hear a voice, because that's not going to happen. That's not how God works these days. But God has spoken to us through his word. And he wants us to know him through his word. And we can know him through his word. Because we live, you know, and God, so even though we cannot see God, even though we cannot hear God, we can have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Get to know him through his word. That is the way that he's spoken to us in our day. Not like, we don't hear a voice like Samuel heard the voice. Samuel knew that God was real. And we can know that God is real also. Because he has showed himself in the stars, in his creation. And he has revealed himself in the Bible. And he wants each one of us to understand that just as he existed in Samuel's time, he still exists today. And just as he wanted Samuel to have a relationship with him, he wants us to have a relationship with him today through Jesus Christ, right? Through Jesus Christ. And so, even though we do not see God, we see the evidence of God in the creation. Even though we cannot hear God, we have his words in the Bible. Even though we cannot see him, we can know that he exists. Just as Samuel knew that God exists. And not only can we know that he exists, but we can have a relationship with him, and we can also be used of God as Samuel was used of God. And tomorrow we'll talk about someone else who also got to know that God really does exist, even though he could not see him. So God wants you to know that tonight, that he exists, and that you can know him through this book, through Jesus Christ.
And all the way to eighth grade, but I see we got some visitors here that are older, and God brought you here tonight. It's not no coincidence that you're in church on a Tuesday night. God brought you here, and as we just heard Brother James, there is a God. The world today, this country to be specific, the United States of America, has forgotten about God. Young people, not just young people, older as well, have forgotten about God. They mock God. People mock God. They mock his existence. They laugh at us. They laugh at Christians. They say, there's no such thing as God. We just heard tonight a great message. God exists. Well, how do you think a star was made? Or the oxygen we, or a tree by an explosion? Oh, because some scientist said that there was an explosion. That's not how the world was created, guys. God created the world. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God exists. And maybe you're in here tonight, and it's your first time hearing something like this. You might think we're crazy, and that's all right. I understand. But there is a God, and God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. God brought you in here for a reason. Let's go ahead and bow our heads, close our eyes. Is Mrs. Schaefer in here tonight? And Mrs. Schaefer is going to be playing the piano for us. Everybody bow your head, please. Close your eyes. Nobody looking. Nobody talking, please. This is a very important time right now. Nobody talking. Not even workers, please. Nobody talking. God has brought each and every one of us in here tonight. Maybe it's a worker. It could be a worker that's not saved. It could be a little boy that rode the bus tonight. A little girl that rode the bus tonight. I don't know how you got here, but God brought you tonight. We're going to have Mrs. Sanchez back there ready with her Bible and Brother Mark ready back there with his Bible. And I want to ask you this question. Nobody looking, please. Heads bowed, eyes closed while the piano plays. Nobody looking, please. Maybe you're in here tonight, okay, and you say, Brother Carlos, I don't know much about the Bible. I don't know much about God. But I felt something in this during this message time. And I'm not sure if I were to die tonight, I would go to heaven. If you're in here tonight like that, you say, Brother Carlos, I have entrusted Christ as my Savior. I'm not sure if I'm going to heaven the day I die. And you say, maybe some of you in here tonight, you say, there's no such thing as heaven. There's no such thing as hell. Yes, there is. We're not just going to float around in space after we die. We're going to go somewhere. And God has created that because he is a holy God. He is a holy God. Because of our sin, we can't get to God. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says we're all sinners. And because of our sin, we can't get to God. He's a holy God. We need somebody to clean us. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you're in here tonight. You just raise your hand and say, just raise your hand. Nobody's looking. Heads bowed, eyes closed. You say, Brother Carlos, I'm not sure if I were to die tonight, I would go to heaven. Raise your hand. Nobody's looking. Just raise your hand up in the air. You say, I'm not saved. I haven't trusted Christ as my Savior. I'm not sure. Anyone like that here tonight? While the piano is still playing, hands down, hands down. If you say, Brother Carlos, I want to get saved, I'm going to ask you to just stand there with your head bowed, eyes closed. Just stand there, nobody looking. You say, I want to get saved tonight. I haven't trusted Christ as my Savior. Anyone like that? Anyone like that here tonight? You say, I haven't trusted Christ as my Savior. Go ahead and stand. And we'll show you with the Bible how you can have eternal life in heaven. Father, we thank you for tonight's message, for tonight, Vacation Bible School. We thank you, Lord, for the good turnout you gave us tonight. And Father, we're about to have some treats and snacks. We thank you, Lord, for that food. You're the one that provided that, Lord. I know people here in church brought it, but you worked in their hearts, Father. That's how you work, Lord. You use people to talk to us. You use people in the church. And we thank you, Lord, for the people that helped tonight to bring the food that we're about to eat. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All righty. You guys did a wonderful job. And real quick here, Miss Dahlman. You have an announcement, Miss Dahlman? Okay.
Somebody brought a visitor, right? Who brought a visitor? Who's your visitor?
Raise your hand if you brought a visitor.
All right, if you and your visitor will come see me, you get to come get 2 handfuls of candy from the candy tent. Only Miss Casey's excited about candy? Really?
If you brought a visitor, come on up. Come on up. If you brought a visitor, come on up. Not everybody. If you brought a visitor. If you brought a visitor, come on up, please. And, Pearly, you brought, yeah, good job. Good job. I'm sorry? Okay. Good job. Quickly. All righty. A quick question here before we go. How many of you guys like Prime? All righty. I don't know why kids get hyped for some juice, okay? Maybe because of Logan Paul. I don't know. But I will be giving out Prime throughout the week. Not today, but I will give some out tomorrow, and then the next day, and then the last day, okay? So please make sure you are here. I had to go to 3 different Walmarts. I'm lying. 2 different Walmarts to find the Prime, okay? People like that stuff. It tastes just like Gatorade, okay? But I'll be giving that out in the next 3 days, okay? Right now, I'm going to need, if you're in kindergarten, 3 years old to first grade, stand up. If you're 3 years old, 3 years old to first grade, stand up. Let me see here, workers. Bobby Candy, they're missing in action. All right, they're outside in the snacks. Let me see here. All righty, let me see that. I'll take 2nd through 4th grade. Stand up, please. 2nd, don't move. Just stand there in your chairs. 2nd through 4th grade, please stand. And Brother Andrew, go ahead and open that door and follow Brother Andrew through that door right here next to my right, please. Go ahead, 2nd and 4th. You're going to get your snacks, okay? 2nd through 4th grade. 2nd through 4th grade. Now I'm going to need 5th through 8th. Go ahead and walk out through the double doors, please. Bring some. 5th through 8th grade, please. Go outside. Now I know who are the 3-year-olds to 1st grade. The rest of you guys, go ahead and go outside. Go ahead, kids. Go ahead.